Get over your hill and see what you find there, with grace in your heart and flowers in your hair. Mumford & Sons.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Welcome. I'm Samantha Lee Wright, and you're listening to The Essential Oil Revolution. Today on our show, we are speaking with the author of the book, 10 Oils to Help You Own a Successful Mindset. We're going to be talking about essential oils and mindset, but we're also going to be doing a profile episode all about the wonderful Melissa essential oil. Melissa is such an interesting essential oil, specifically because of the way that it's grown and treated on the farm. So you'll be hearing all about that in a moment. But first, allow me to share with you my favorite oil of the past week. This shout out goes to Ginger Vitality Essential Oil. Ginger oil is an interesting one because when you open up a bottle of ginger essential oil, it has an extremely pungent smell. Oftentimes people will say, "Ooh, I do not like the smell of that ginger," when it's straight from the bottle. But if you use it in your cooking, just a little bit goes a long way to adding a flavorful punch to any dish. Just for lunch today, I made myself a peanut sauce using peanut butter, soy sauce, a little bit of honey, ginger, a little bit of lemon essential oil as well. And it was delicious. Put it on some rice noodles, throw some chicken in there, and it's a great quick peanut sauce recipe. And ginger oil is great to add in other types of cooking as well. And try it in your diffuser, just one drop mixed with some uplifting oils like lemon, maybe add some tangerine, or if you're feeling the fall coming on, add some clove and some nutmeg essential oil, and you may just like the smell after all. And now let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. This week's recipe comes from Michael Houston, and it is for a DIY cologne. To make the DIY cologne, you'll need an amber glass spray bottle, 10 drops cedarwood, 5 drops bergamot, 5 drops peppermint, and equal parts witch hazel and water. Add all those ingredients to your amber glass spray bottle, shake well, and spray on as a cologne. Don't spray on skin if you are going out into direct sunlight. Thank you so much for your recipe, Michael. If you have your own recipe and you'd like to submit it to our DIY dugout, simply email us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Now onto the show. Well, I'm here with Gretchen King Ann, who's speaking with us all the way from Hong Kong. Gretchen is a marketing manager from a multinational company who quit her business and stressful job so that she could have a baby. When she was 8 months pregnant, she was introduced to essential oils, and this was the start of her healthy living journey. When Gretchen visited her first Young Living farm and met with members around the world in 2014, she realized that this could be her lifetime career and passion. She worked extraordinarily hard, and at the end of the following year, she reached the highest possible rank in the company, Royal Crown Diamond. Gretchen, welcome to the show. It's an honor to have you here with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
Absolutely. I'm really excited to talk to you about your journey, as well as a very beloved oil, Melissa Oil. So let's start with the beginning. Tell us a little bit more about your introduction to the world of essential oils.
When I first started using essential oils, I use it for my swollen legs when I was pregnant. I use it to comfort myself, and I realized that it's very amazing, and I soon fall in love and then start investigating and learning more about essential oils. And then when I started getting more and more amazing results, I start sharing with my friends. So what I always do is to always share the things I love with my friends, and my friends trusted me, and then they will buy whatever I use or whatever I share.
Right. That's the way the world works. We all like to do what our friends are doing. Absolutely. Do you happen to remember what oils you used for your swollen legs when you were pregnant?
That was a blend called Panaway, which has wintergreen inside. So it kind of soothes my muscles.
Love it. Well, let's talk about Melissa essential oil. Tell us a little bit about this oil. I know you've visited a lot of farms and distilleries as well, where essential oils are being grown and harvested and distilled, Melissa being just among those as well. So tell us your experience about, first off, just how it's grown.
I have been to a few farms and visited their distilleries and realized that it is so important to get a very good quality essential oils when you're using it on a daily basis or even ingest it. That's also the reason why I came to love essential oils so much, especially with high quality oils. And with Melissa, I've heard amazing stories, and I've heard the story of how it is grown. Melissa is just like a lady. It is very highly maintenance, and she doesn't like to be put on the ground. So what the farmers do is they actually put a canvas on the ground and then put the Melissa plant on it before they get distilled. They have done research and tried to distill Melissa in other ways and found that that was actually the best way. And they have tried to get two people praising each other beside Melissa plant and then get them distilled. And on the other side, they get two people quarreling and saying bad words together beside another group of Melissa plant. And these two groups of Melissa plants get distilled. And then what they found is the praising group actually gets more oil. And so it is very important that people always say positive things in the Melissa field.
Yeah, I've heard stories of Young Living farms where they ask that if employees are having a bad day or if they're grumpy, that they just not come to work. They would rather that energy stay away. And I think that it's just so incredible to think about the effects that our energies can have on the plants, but especially a plant like Melissa, or it's also known as lemon balm. Is that correct?
The importance of the vibes of people is very important for people to have positive vibes when they go to the farms. Mm-hmm. And so with us, we are constantly using essential oils, which helps keep our frequency high. The higher frequency we are, the more happy and more healthy we are and more positive. So with us getting into the farm actually helps the plants grow better and getting more oils from it. When all the people in the world are trying to use synthetic chemicals to get more oils, some farms like Young Living will extract oils in a natural way and get more oils in a natural way instead of using synthetic chemicals, which is really amazing.
It's such a beautiful relationship between the human and the plant, if you think about it. It's, you know, we get so many gifts from this beautiful plant, and yet we can also give these gifts back of harvesting and distilling in such a sustainable way that also helps that plant be more vibrant. I love that give and take and that relationship. So Gretchen, tell me a couple ways that people might use Melissa essential oil.
I usually suggest people to use Melissa along with carrier oil and use it for skin issues, and also diffuse it in a diffuser to manage their mood.
Well, that's great. Are there any safety concerns or anything like that people need to be aware of with Melissa oil?
It really depends on that person. With a high quality essential oil, it is okay to use it neat, which means you don't have to dilute it with any carrier oil. But of course, I would suggest people to dilute it for first-time users, because different people have different reaction towards different oils. So we don't usually suggest newbies to use oils neat.
I think that's really great advice as well. It comes down to your personal choice, but also your skin type and how sensitive you are and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yes, it does not have any photosensitivity though, and it is generally considered one that is safe for using undiluted and ingesting. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I love this. I was reading in Jen O'Sullivan's oily app, the EO Bar, I love. And she said, Melissa is known to bring out a more gentle nature of a person. It was historically referred to as the elixir of life. So I love that. Very uplifting. Well, I want to take a short break to thank our sponsors, Gretchen, but then I want to come back in and talk to you about your amazing book that you've written, 10 Oils to Help You Own a Successful Mindset. So we'll be right back after this short break. And we're back with Gretchen King Ann, Young Living Royal Crown Diamond, and author of 10 Oils to Help You Own a Successful Mindset. So, Gretchen, you are an extremely successful businesswoman. You definitely have lots to offer on the subject of owning a successful mindset. So I'll let you talk from here. Tell us all about how this book came to life.
I was actually a Tony Robbins fan, and I went to one of his events called the Unleash Your Power Within in Singapore. There, I made my commitments and made a promise to myself to write a book. In fact, a few months ago, I was invited by Young Living Hong Kong to talk about the mindset. And so I picked 10 oils from Young Living to represent the 10 mindset that we have to have in order to become successful. At the same time, I was studying a parenting course. And through the parenting teacher, I was told that depression is going to be number one killer in the world, according to WHO in 2030.
Is that referring to postpartum depression in parenting or just broad spectrum?
Broad spectrum.
Wow.
This actually struck me a lot. And after the UPW Unleash Your Power Within event, I made myself a commitment to write a book to share everything that I've learned to help everyone to own a successful mindset. In fact, I would call it a happy mindset because you become successful and happy because you have to be happy in order to become successful because there are so many people who are successful in other people's eyes, yet they are sad and very depressed.
And that's not success.
Yes.
Exactly. That's so fascinating. I mean, that's really sitting with me a lot as well. I've struggled with depression myself. I've lost friends to suicide. I mean, this is really something that so many people struggle with, is that mindset piece. And there can be so many components of this. We know sometimes it's a hormonal issue or diet or lifestyle or trauma, but sometimes it is a mindset thing that we can very easily shift. Well, maybe not easily. It does take work, but it is something we can shift. And I'm glad that your book is out there to help people do that. So what do you find are the biggest struggles when people are really going on that journey of changing their mindsets?
I guess they just go into themselves and then they start blaming and become a victim instead of like looking into what they can change themselves instead of like blaming others. So it's like some people, when they want to lose weight, they try to think of all kinds of excuses and say that the weather or the stress or the food that they eat or the dinners or meals that they have taken, instead of looking themselves, not going on a diet or trying to restrict themselves from food or getting exercise, just simple getting exercise. But yet a lot of people just start blaming other things instead of looking into themselves. Sometimes it's a matter of shifting the mindset into thinking how they can be better, how they can do things that can help themselves instead of how other people can serve them. Is that a good
Yeah, I love that example. That's great.
Okay.
So then as far as your book is concerned, the 10 oils to help you own a successful mindset, we don't have time to get into all of them, of course, but just give us a little preview of some of those oils and how you instruct people to use those.
I chose 10 oils from Young Living and according to A to J. And so it's a very easy to remember. And A is for abundance. I will talk about how you can use the law of attraction to enhance our self-awareness. B is for belief. Words are attached to emotions. So we have to be careful on how we use our words to ourselves and to others. C is for change. The oil is transformation. For things to change, we have to change. D is for dream. Build your dream is the oil. I will share how we can set our goals more effectively and achieve it. And E is for energy. It's not about how much time we have. It's about how much energy we have. F is for forgiveness, forgiving ourselves and forgive others, and we will go on to the next level. G is for gratitude, always be grateful. H is for humility. The higher we get, the more humble we should become. I is for inspiration. Always inspire ourselves through reading because leaders are readers. And last but not least is joy, because we have to always be happy. As we become happy, we are successful.
I love that last point, especially, and you've mentioned that before, and that interesting relationship between happiness and success, where a lot of people put success before happiness, right? They think they can't be happy until they are successful, but we know that's not true. So I love that list of oils, and I loved how you kept it very simple with A through J. That makes a lot of sense. I can't wait to get my hands on your book. I have not read it yet, but it sounds absolutely wonderful. And I would love to see how you walk people through that. And I imagine that people can apply the oils either to their bodies, like their wrist, maybe their head, or diffuse the oils. But I don't know if you are like me. I don't get too caught up in the details. I'm just like, put the oil on, just use it, put it around you. It doesn't matter.
I actually like to shower myself with these oils. So on my crown, I shake it out like pepper.
Like I love it.
Well, love not it. Always, but like sometimes when I really need it.
Yeah. I love that. Well, thank you so much, Gretchen. It's been wonderful to have you here with us. Before you go, we always love to ask our guests these closing questions. The first is just share with us a few of your daily health habits or self-care practices you do every day.
So first thing I do is drink a glass of lukewarm water, because our body, if we drink cold water, it will shock our body. So having it not only hydrates our body, but it also helps to stabilize the temperature of our body.
I've heard it's good for the thyroid as well, like starting your day out with warm, you know, something warm.
Yes. I try to do a few minute meditation, like breathing exercise. So just very simple breathe in and breathe out exercise. And at the same time, when I breathe in, I tell myself I'm breathing in something positive. So say, for example, okay, so that day I probably want to lose weight. What I tell myself is while I'm breathing in healthy body weight, and then I'm breathing out toxic body weight, or I'm breathing out fat, excess fat, kind of like this. And then a short prayer to start my day after the few minute meditation. And then I start taking my supplements and NatureWed in the morning, and then send my daughter to school. And then I have a friend who drives me and my daughter to school together with their daughters. And then I would usually walk back home, which is around a 15-minute walk, and then shower and start my day.
Oh, that sounds like a great day.
Yeah.
Wonderful start. Well, finally, Gretchen, what's just one thing that we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
The one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today is a toxic mind.
Love that. Easier said than done for some, but the tools are out there. The oils will help. Your book will help. Listening to positive thinkers, surrounding yourself with positivity. So powerful. Well, thank you so much, Gretchen. How can people find your book, and how can they get in touch with you and learn more about you?
It is available for sale on Amazon or LSP bookstore online. And I also have a fan page called Gretchen EO World, but it's mainly in Chinese. So you can contact me through the Facebook fan page. I can respond to you in English.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, Gretchen. It's been fantastic talking to you all the way over here in the United States to Hong Kong, there in China. So I'm just waking up, and I'll let you start winding down your night over there.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you again for coming here on the Essential Oil Revolution.
Thank you.
If you're looking for resources mentioned in today's episode, you can check out the show notes section of our website, revolutionoilspodcast.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll catch you again next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.